Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am.
That's Ledisi singing the gospel staple, Take My Hand, Precious Lord, in her stunning performance as gospel great Mahalia Jackson in the film Selma. The Martin Luther King character calls her up for inspiration, and she sings this song, and we're all inspired. But then, what happened at the Grammys? Ledisi was there, she'd been nominated for another song, but it was Beyonce who got up with great fanfare and sang Precious Lord. What was up with that? Which was what more or less her many fans asked on social media in far more colorful language. It caused an uproar. But Ledisi is not interested in a catfight. She's been out on tour behind a new CD, The Intimate Truth, and she joins us now from our NPR studios in Culver City, California. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so you've got so much going on. You've got this gorgeous CD, and so I know you don't want to get pulled down into this Beyonce debate, but just how often do people ask you about it?
Pretty much every time I have an interview now. it's now becoming a part of my world, and that's okay.
Well,
it's okay.
Well, you know, you've been asked what happened, and you've said, I don't know, and so you're not stepping into the fray of whether or not Beyonce asked to do this. But it did, ironically, gain you a whole lot of support.
Yeah, I think it made people who weren't aware of me, and I'm grateful for it happening on certain levels. Like, I completely let it go after I first found out about it, like the day everyone found out about it. And then the next morning I woke up letting it go because it had nothing to do with me. And really it did all of a sudden.
Right.
And
all
the
of
world
a sudden
spoke and they said things and I just let the world speak. But in my heart I was happy with what I contributed to the song. And I looked at the song as, wow, I'm part of a legacy of a great song. When we first recorded it and when we did it on set and why Ava chose that song and for me to be a part of Mahalia's legacy as well as the song, it's like, wow, I'm a part of a song that's been with everyone from Gladys Knight, Aretha Franklin, Mahalia, of course. I mean, it's lived on and now Beyonce for her generation. So it's a great thing. Yeah. It's really a great thing that it happened. I don't know how my fans will feel about me saying that, but
well, we do know how they feel. Just go on to Twitter. But you mentioned Ava DuVernay, the director of Selma.
Director, yes.
And I just want to hear a little bit of Mahalia Jackson singing that same song.
Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. I am tired.
Now, did you grow up, let us say, hearing this? You must have been aware of the song.
You know, a lot of people think because I sing gospel music, I'm not a gospel artist, but because I know gospel music, that I grew up in the church, and I didn't. I grew up around church people. And my mother was a hippie more so. She sang rock and folk and R&B music. So I grew up listening to the complete opposite, more secular music. But I had a great aunt that sang just like Mahalia Jackson.
Really?
And she would play her music. Her song was Walk Around Heaven All Day. That was her spiritual that they would call my great aunt Gussie to sing. And that's how I was introduced to Mahalia Jackson, through Gussie.
Well, so you get to then, as you say, be part of the legacy of that song. But you mentioned your mom liked R&B. You do that quite well, too. And although I hate to bring it back to Beyonce.
Yeah, that's right.
But she actually, you were nominated in the R&B performance category. she won in that category in the Grammys. Mm-hmm. But we want to hear your song like this.
Don't want to be with you, you singing someone else's song. And all the stuff you did before I came along. I'm not the one, we can't be one like this. I want to love you, but I need us to be thinking the same. And all the stuff you holding on to, baby, I'm not to blame. I want to love you, I want to love you like this. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I want
play
the
it.
Best for us.
Take this, Beyonce.
Robin, she's starting a mess.
We love this, Letticy, but I can't help but see. I mean, the lyrics right out of the gate, there's some karma here. You're singing someone else's song. It's just.
Robin!
I'm sorry.
See?
Okay, we're not talking about it anymore.
I never even thought of that. That is so funny. Love my song like this.
Yeah, well.
Look at me. No comment.
It's a beautiful one. You are an R&B singer. You are an actress. Natural beauty ambassador for the Design Essentials hair care line. 9-time Grammy nominated singer. It's a very deep career.
Yes, I'm so elated that every year something amazing happens every time I put out an album, and it lets me know that I'm on the right track and I'm in my purpose and I'm understanding my power and I'm living in it and I'm having a great time. So, and the people love the music. As long as I sing, it'll be fine.
When you are on this tour, do people want to hear the gospel, the Selma song?
I included it in the show, and I talk about the peril of a relationship because I sing a lot about love and getting through love and desiring love or letting go of love. How I put Precious Lord in the show, I talked about having faith through a tough time in transition in a relationship. And part of that transitioning is mirroring and looking at yourself and asking for help to get through. I know people wanted to hear it. I had to even cut 3 songs to do this one song because it had to be in the show.
Yeah,
all the shows, pretty much 19 of them out of 24 of them sold out, and everyone waited for that song. And every night it was a standing ovation. The claps went on forever.
You know, that's
so
kind of
nice.
Amazing. Yeah, and I'm thinking here you are an R&B jazz singer. And here you are bringing people to church a little bit.
Well, I have being part of Selma to thank for that and continuing the legacy of portraying Mahalia Jackson and talking about her. I'm glad people are aware of the song. It's such a great song, even for everyone. And I keep telling people I'm not one-sided. I love all kinds of styles of music. And this song has done a lot for me. It's shown people that I'm not one way. I'm grateful to it.
Well, pick one of those Love Gone Wrong songs from the new CD that you'd like us to hear now.
Well, since I've been talking about it over and over again, we can talk about The Truth, which is the title track, which is where it all began.
Can't live my life like this. Time to face the truth.
Letticy, a little mini Ripperton there.
Yeah, I sing pretty high.
How are you feeling where you are in your career right now?
Oh, I'm so comfortable in my own skin. People are accepting my diversity in music. I have nothing to complain about, and I'm able to just be me. I'm happy. I'm self-aware. I understand my power, and I'm having a fun time. I can't complain about any of this, whether it went my way or it didn't go my way. It's a way. That's what's great. I have an option to say no, or I'll try again, or let's make this better.
That's Letticy. By the way, Letticy Young, thank you so much for speaking with us.
No, thank you for having me.